ran up on the hill about 12 o'clock. Reached right back and got me a poke. Went to the hard one, got me a hook. Placed that line right on that hook. Said, you've been fishing all the time. I'm a-going to fish you too. I bet your life, your loving wife, catch more fish than you. Any fish bite, got good bait. Here's a little something I've let you lay. Any fish bite, got good bait. I'm a-going to fish you. Yes, I'm going to fish you. I'm a-going to fish you too.
This is the Why Fish Radio Podcast with your hosts, Brad and Brad.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Why Fish Radio. Why Fish, as always, is brought to you by Cats on the Red of Lockport, Manitoba, Trophy Cat Adventures, and Today's Tackle, home of the Ice Buster Bobber. Brad, how you doing today? Little interesting things going on to talk about?
I'm doing quite well. Had a little, what seemed like a little onset of the flu starting right after Christmas, but I seem to have shaken it. Was good enough to go fishing the day after Christmas, toughed it out, and I think the fresh air did me good. I'm feeling fine right now.
And that day after Christmas fish is going to be the topic, or it's going to lead into the topic of this week's show. But a little bit of cleanup and a little news. Some word out of Cats on the Red here lately. Stu sent us an email picture of our buddy Canuck. You saw it. I saw it. Seems pretty impressive.
I tell you, anytime you see a picture of a 30-inch walleye, especially a walleye out of those waters where they tend to be fat and sassy, pretty impressive sight. And that was a very, very nice fish. And, you know, I guess it's one of those proof of the old adage things, you know, good things happen to good people kind of situations there, because he had really had a tough run when it comes to catching walleyes through the ice. I think he finally caught one at the end of season last year, like the very last day of season. And I don't think it's like he was out fishing every day or anything, but, you know, would go out casually with the boys. And he tended to be the odd man out as far as catching fish, but he's making up for it this year, because just a few days earlier before I think he caught the 30-incher on Christmas Eve day, and had caught another one in the upper 20s just days before that. So he's on a pretty good roll, and it's nice to see. You know, like I say, you know, might as well have a little luck fall your way once in a while.
Well, that's absolutely right, and that just goes to prove that that place just never quits. And, you know, Stu's got his new facilities up there and putting the ice fishermen up now, and as he says, world-class fishery.
Absolutely, and you know, there was a little bit of a lull in the bite there for a while. It seemed like you know, maybe the week or so before Christmas, but was a little resurgence here now in the past few days, and it's just such an exciting thing when every time you get a bite, it could be the fish of a lifetime. I mean, like I say, I just don't know of too many other places, at least within easy driving distance of here, where you have a shot at a walleye that's going to be, you know, 30 inches or better every time you get a bite. There's a lot of big fish in the system. And it's just a real exciting situation.
Well, having only been up there once for the winter bite and seeing these pictures coming down, it seems like about every third day he's sending something down. Amazing. That's just all you can say about it up there.
Yeah, I don't know of any place else. I haven't seen anywhere else that has been kicking out big fish pictures like that. And, you know, the neat thing about it is that, you know, the vast majority of those fish are going back into the water. You know, so that hopefully somebody else down the road someday can enjoy them. You know, unless you're going to put that fish on the wall, and even if you are, you don't need to keep it anymore. I mean, with graphite mounts or a very nice photograph, that's the route I personally have chosen to go for the most part. I have a graphite replica of a muskie, but the rest of my big fish are taken up as photos on the wall. And I mean, we can look around the room here and see a few of them right now. And I guess to me, that means even more, because I'm in the picture. It's not just a statue of a fish, but it's just a really important resource, and those fish really need to be preserved. And you know, it's just such a neat thing to see, because, you know, like I say, there's just an awful lot of big fish being caught right now.
Well, for more information to see if the rooms are open, give Stu a call. You know the number, Brad. Throw it out.
That would be area code 204-757-9876. Or check out the website, www.catsonthered.net.
Well, we had a little adventure yesterday, day after Christmas. Another fine day on the water, ice, whatever you want to call it. But it did raise some questions, and that's going to kind of be today's show. Slush, snowmobiles, and Northern Pike.
Absolutely, and we had an abundance of pretty much all of those. Got the snowmobile off the trailer for the first time all year, ran great. Caught a lot of Northern Pike on a certain undisclosed body of water, but was a little bit hamstrung. Couldn't get to the spots that I really wanted to fish just because we've had sort of an ugly patch of sort of warm, cloudy, you know, a lot of misty kind of weather.
Fog and rain all the time.
Yeah, and it's not conducive to forming good layers of ice on bodies of water. Or if it is, the other thing it's doing is probably accelerating the melt. You got melting snow. And there's just a lot of slush on a lot of lakes and rivers in our neck of the woods right now. And that was the case on the body of water we fished yesterday. I went as far as I dared based on other snowmobile tracks. The amount of ice cover on this body of water wasn't a problem. I wasn't worried about that. But when you start seeing all that slush and all those dark patches, I went as far as the snowmobile tracks. And once he decided he'd hit enough and turned around, I decided that probably was a pretty good plan. So, you know, like I say, we didn't get to fish everywhere we wanted to. You know, there was 3-4 spots I really would have liked to have tried. But given the conditions, I was content just to sit there in one spot and catch Northern Pike after Northern Pike all day long. It was great fun.
Well, you know, folks, this was not on our list of topics to talk about on this show, but it just kind of happened because of the slush. And it's gotten to be big talk around this upper Midwest and North Country area because it's becoming a big issue. There's 9, 10, 12 inches of pretty good ice. You still shouldn't be driving full-size pickups on by any means. But that 2 or 3 inches, 4 inches of snow, in our case yesterday, probably about 5 inches of snow, has just turned a sticky mush under there. And that's just not safe. I mean, that can put you in some pretty hairy situations. And the story seemed to be coming out the last week or so.
Absolutely, it does. I mean, you looked at a couple of those times yesterday when you look behind you and all you're doing is kicking up a trail of water and you just see this black, you know, trail where it should be a nice white set of snowmobile tracks. It kind of puts the fear in you a little bit, and there's only one thing to do, and that's just gun it. My motto is, hit the throttle, close your eyes, and hope for the best. And, there wasn't a lot of snow. We were never really in any danger yesterday of getting stuck, but again, I would not have wanted to have been running around, willy-nilly out there and without any, guidance, because it's a pretty dangerous situation. Not a big fan of getting stuck. I've been stuck in slush before, and it's a lot of work. It's hard on you. It's hard on the equipment. You're getting wet. There's not a whole lot of good things that can come out of it. I mean, if you want to send the fun meter plummeting on a winter's day, get stuck in slush because it'll work every time.
Well, we're kind of on the, making memories and being safe, and this one just came up is to be smart and be safe. Don't get stuck in that junk and ruin your day. Like you said, the fun meter goes down, and I've never been stuck in slush, but I've walked in it, and you could just feel the snowmobile yesterday dragging down when you'd hit a patch of it, and like you said, floor it and hope for the best, and all was well in our case, and that's all we could ask for at that point.
Yeah, I think there might have been a couple of new finger grooves in the handlebars of my snowmobile from where I was clutching onto them, a couple of times, but as the old saying goes, all's well that ends well. And I mean, we used common sense and everything worked out fine. There was, certainly no danger in anything that was going on. But that's the main thing right now. What happens is the snow that's out there is so heavy, it weighs on the ice. And, every little crack, crevice in the ice, the weight of that snow is forcing the ice down. And as a result, water coming up those cracks. And it just literally spills out over the surface of the ice. And, in many situations, you don't see it because there's snow cover on top, and you don't see it until it's too late and you're stuck in the stuff. That's when the real fun begins.
Well, I think we covered that. The bottom line is if you see it, get out of it, be a little safe, pay a little attention. I mean, we were out on the red just poking around a little on Saturday, and we actually took a crowbar out and punched through the slush just to make sure the ice was okay. Again, just a little common sense. Don't want to ruin a good day out on the water. And I'm all for it.
Absolutely. I know. I have some friends that have relayed just some absolute horror stories about ice. You know, one of my favorites is our buddy Greg Colaggio up on the Iron Range, who's has an experience from, I believe it was the Ontario side of Rainy Lake. And this is probably, you know, it's at least 10 years ago, probably closer to 15 years ago. They took off, and I want to say it was a New Year's Day, and it was a dreadfully cold day. It was way below zero. They had snowmobiles, and they were going up to pursue what they'd heard about as being a hot crappie bite. Well, even though the weather was cold, there was, you know, still enough snow on the top of the lake to insulate the ice, and so that slush was still lurking down there. Long story short, they got their snowmobile so mired down in the slush, they ended up having to walk off the lake. They left the snowmobile there. It sat there for several days. By the time they got back, it was frozen into the ice. They had to chisel it out. I mean, it was just an absolute ordeal, you know, in what could have been a potentially life-threatening situation. You know, as it turns out, they came out of it with, you know, nothing but a good story that they could look back and laugh on someday. But it's no laughing matter. It's dangerous stuff. And, you know, that was a classic case.
Well, and safety comes first. But I want to shift gears here a little bit, you know, the last couple weeks, you know, show number 50, yay us, last week. Some things going on here. We've been kind of teasing you with our newest sponsor, Today's Tackle. Want to talk a little bit more about them. A lot of great products coming out of there. You've gotten to use probably a few more than I have. But, you know, as always, that Ice Buster Bobber is first in line. And the Rod Rocker 2, which is new this year, is top of the list is for me. And I know you've gotten to use it. You've had some great success on the Rod Rocker, too.
Oh, I think that's probably going to be one of the neatest innovations on the ice fishing market, you know, to come along since the Ice Buster. And, you know, what a neat story that Ice Buster has been. I mean, you know, here's a guy that's got a real knack for building better mouse traps. You know, he's one of these people that, you know, probably stays up half the night just trying to think of things. And I think that was kind of the case with the Ice Buster. He'd used a variety of different bobbers over the years, wasn't quite satisfied with them. They'd get frozen into the ice. You know, he figured there had to be a better way. And he came up with this bobber, and anybody that ice fishes has seen it. It's basically just a yellow piece of foam with the bottom part is submerged. It's got a red end, and basically the workings of the bobber stay underwater level, so they never freeze up. And, you know, it's relatively simple when you look at it, but on the other hand, it took some innovation to come up with, and it's just a great bobber. And, you know, it's the same thing with this Rod Rocker rod holder. The way that rod holder is built and the way that rod and reel sits on there, when a fish hits, there's literally no way that it can get knocked off or pulled down the hole. It's very simple, and, you know, it's kind of one of those, you know, I wish I would have thought of that kind of deals, but it's a great little product.
There's actually a picture of both of them over on the articles page of the website. I have a little write-up on them. When I was experimenting, I got a great shot. You can see the rod sitting on the Rod Rocker. And if you look at the hole, you can even see an Ice Buster bobber stuck in the hole. And it's just a very simple, quick, easy-to-set-up system. And I think it's going to make a lot of people's lives a whole lot easier.
Well, and we put it to practice a little bit yesterday, too. I believe you caught a couple of fish with that rod sitting in the Rod Rocker, and all of a sudden that rod is just kind of pointing down the hole. It's the rod is literally rocking, you know, and hence the name. But, you know, it seemed to work out okay.
Yep, no complaints from me. I'm really happy with it. The thing I like about it is it's so convenient to get the rod on and off. You're not fumbling around to get it out of the holder when a fish takes it to... You know, and you're trying to get it to set the hook, you got a bobber down or something, it's just a matter of pick it straight up and you're done. It's game over, and the hookup seemed to be working really well with it.
Well, and I think it's just a little, you know, I mean, as much fun as it is to watch a bobber go down or a tip-up flag pop up, there's also something that's just kind of adds to the whole excitement of it, and all of a sudden that rod is just bobbing up and down in its holder. I mean, you know you got something at the other end of your line down there, and... you know, it just adds a whole new level to the whole experience. And that's, you know, that's part of what this whole game's all about. And, you know, anything that can make it a little more enjoyable, I'm all for it.
Well, another neat innovation that Bruce has come out with is this tackle pouch system. And I've just been playing with this the last couple of days. But, again, nothing really new, but he took a clear piece of plastic and made it so you can put your jig in there. You can see it right in the box, and you're not fumbling around for it. And it seems, again... like another ingenious, simple little thing. Why didn't I think of that?
ingenious and you know, very inexpensive. And again, the other thing that's really neat about this is you know, especially for the mobilized fisherman, the person that's probably traveling by snowmobile to get from point A to point B. You know, if anyone that's ever carried gear in the back of a tow sled or on a snowmobile, you're bouncing across the lake. And if you just got your lures just hanging loosely in your tackle box, the next thing you know, you've just got a tangled mess in your box of hooks that are kind of fused together. You know, maybe all the paint's getting scraped off the jigs, you know, from bouncing around. This tackle pouch alleviates that whole problem, and all of a sudden your lures are in order. You can see them, you can get to them easily. And it's just one of those things that makes the fishing experience a little bit more enjoyable.
That's right. And for more information on these wonderful products, check them out on the web, todaystackle.com. I think we're coming to the end here. We do have to remind everybody, we're giving away another guided trip from Kent over at Trophy Cat Adventures. We'll be drawing for that in May, so there's lots of time. But the more weeks you enter, the more times you're in. Send us an email, contest@whyfishradio.com. Just name, address, telephone number is all you need. And, you know, a nice fish story to go with it, or why you want to fish the Red River is always a fun story, too. We might even use them on the air.
Well, and ask the gentleman from Fergus Falls, Minnesota, who won the trip last, I guess it was late summer, early fall, what he thought about his you know, initial experience with the Red River. You know, talk about an amazing day. It's, you know, we say it every week, and it's just one of those things that it never changes. It's an amazing fishery. And, you know, another thing is stay tuned for future episodes of Why Fish Radio. We'll be telling you how you can probably win a few of Bruce Mosier's Today's Tackle products. You know, we'll probably be giving away some of those things down the road here pretty quick, so stay tuned on that front.
Absolutely. A lot of big things going on here, but for right now, get in for that guided trip. We'll allow an entry a week from everybody. Send them in, name, address, telephone number, contest@whyfishradio.com. I think that's going to wrap it up for the week. Hopefully we can get a hold of Bruce and actually get him on the air one week, and we can talk about all his products. Hopefully the slush freezes up so we don't have to fight with that anymore. And hopefully all of you get out and enjoy some fishing with the New Year's week coming up.
Absolutely. It's a great time of year. It you know, certainly makes the winter go by a whole lot faster. So get out there and enjoy. So that'll wrap up this week's edition of Whyfish Radio, brought to you by Cats on the Red of Lockport, Manitoba, Trophy Cat Adventures here in Grand Forks, North Dakota, Today's Tackle in Beltrami, Minnesota. Check them out on the web at www.todaystackle.com. So until next time, keep your hook in the water, keep your line tight, and most of all, keep it fun.
You have been listening to the Why Fish Radio podcast with your hosts, Brad and Brad. For more information, log on to our website at why-fish.com.